Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this city?
Yes, I'm registered to vote, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered?
If you're doing the Orange County thing, I'm not in Orange County anymore. That matters.
Well, this is a survey.
I know, but is it for Orange County or is it nationwide?
Well, if you want to stop the survey here, you are free to do so.
I don't mind doing it, but are you doing it for Orange County? Did you get my number through the Orange County roll? Because I just changed my voter registration to Alachua County. I've moved.
And what are you registered to vote?
A Democrat.
Okay. And as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote?
Yes, we vote, yeah.
Always, okay.
Now more than ever.
Yeah, thank you.
Crazy. Crazier than that rooster in the background.
Yes. Now, can you please tell me your age?
65. I'm old.
Okay, thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or White, and Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
I'm a white guy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed on the right direction or in the wrong direction?
If the toilet's the right direction, I don't want to be in it. I'd say the wrong direction.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer.
Thanks.
Okay. If the elections for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democrat candidate? Probably vote for the Democrat candidate. Definitely vote.
Yeah. I'll speed your poll along. I'm voting a straight Democratic.
Okay. So you will definitely vote for Democratic.
No Republicans.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your...
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion or of them. Unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Okay. The first one is Planned Parenthood.
I'm good with Planned Parenthood. Yes, I'm pro-choice.
Okay. So you will say it's very favorable?
Yes. Yeah, I'll be either very favorable or unfavorable, very unfavorable on each thing. I'm very definite. So go ahead. Yep, next.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump. Is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Repeat that.
Donald Trump.
Oh, I fucking hate him. Wish nothing but the worst for him.
Okay.
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Walt Disney World.
Repeat that again. I'm sorry, baby.
Walt Disney World is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. I'll give them a somewhat. I'm not crazy about it. It's kind of ruined the state, or the central part of the state as far as I'm concerned, but...
Okay, thank you. The next one is the National Rifle Association.
The National what Association?
No, the Sorry. National Rifle Association.
Rifle, oh.
Yes.
Very unfavorable, yeah. There's a bunch of crooks.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. The next one is Rick Scott.
I wish him dead too. Very unfavorable, sorry.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable as well.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, yes.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
I like him all right. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed in the Democratic Party, but I'm going to say favorable.
Okay.
I think they had a chance to develop a better candidate, but they didn't. But here we are. Got to go for Joe.
Okay. The next one is Anna Kmani.
I'm not sure who that is.
You don't recognize her?
Say your name again. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding your accent, maybe. I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, it's Anna Eskamani.
Oh, Anna Eskamani. Yeah. Yes. But I think she's in Orange County. I'm not in Orange County. But yes, I do like her. Yes.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. The next one is Greg Poole.
Do not recognize the name. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Florida Power and Light, or the FPL.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm not too crazy about any of the energy providers. I think they're kind of profit-minded. I don't have any business with them, any of those. So I don't know. I should have no opinion because I don't have to do business with them. They did not provide my power.
Okay. Okay. Now the next question. Well, thinking about the job that Anna Scamanti is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you so much. And if the election for a state representative were held today, will you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Scamanti? Probably vote to re-elect her. Okay.
Yes, Eskamani, yes.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Joe Biden, without a doubt, yes.
Okay, thank you. If the election for the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott and the Republican, and Debbie Marcus of Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
Debbie, definitely.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for a state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Scamanti, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
Anna Scamanti.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments for the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes, I would support it. Keep government out of abortion, yes.
Okay. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? Lowering inflation, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, keep abortion safe and legal in Florida, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, improving our public schools, reducing the cost of insurance, protecting our air and water, passing common sense of gun safety legislation, making housing more affordable, creating jobs and improving wages, fighting crime and protecting the public, or supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip?
So you want me to pick the most important ones to me?
You can choose one. Which one do you think is the most important?
Probably education, because we're raising a bunch of idiots right now. And, and everything else is going. I mean, they're all important things, but, I think education is pretty critical right now. And I think Florida's education system is pretty damn bad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And which one do you think is the next most important issue?
Maybe guns to keep kids from getting shot in school.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We can come to school and come home from school.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your answer. Just let me type your answer, okay? Just give me 1 second.
Yep. I'll listen to the rooster sing.
Okay. Now, the next one. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus their attention on right now? Making housing more affordable, reducing traffic congestion, protecting the rights of renters, lowering the burden of property taxes, reducing crime and protecting the public, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, or expanding and modernizing public transportation?
Housing is the most important. Public transportation, I think, is important, and that would help with traffic.
So you will say that the most important is making housing more affordable.
Yeah. I don't know how it can really be done on a local level, but, you know, in a free market world.
Okay.
But something.
Okay. And which is the next most important issue for you?
The transportation.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. First one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidate. Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenged them to lower rates and justify the rate increases? Or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out?
Man, I don't know if I really wrap my head around that. I don't think insurance needs any sort of government, but it's overcharging and, you know, just bailing on the state anyway. I'm not going to answer that question. I don't even really believe in insurance. I've had to have it. I had a business. I paid over $100,000 over the life of my business and never filed a claim on it. I just feel like it's a big ripoff. So if one of those questions is anti-insurance, you could make my answer that, but otherwise I've got no comment on it.
Company. But I have to choose one. So would you say, like, the first one or the second one? You can choose.
The first one was the candidate taking insurance money for the campaign.
Okay, thank you. Then which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who opposes political censorship law coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education? Or a candidate who supports protecting parents' right to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught on their children?
I don't like the second one. They should just take what the school teaches them and shut the hell up, or teach the kids at home.
Okay. So the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next one is, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is a part of socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country, or
not
a candidate?
Yeah, what's the other one, dude?
A candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive...
The second I'd vote for the second one.
Okay, thank you. Now, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community? Or a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts her children at risk to groomers and other predators?
I vote for the first one.
Okay, thank you so much. And now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for state representative, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be for to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. With the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade and allowing states like Florida to ban abortion, we need Anas Kamani in the state legislature to fight for a woman's right to an abortion, birth control, IVF, and other care. Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
You know, the question's so long I kind of got lost halfway through it.
So, do you want me to repeat it?
Not really. I'm getting tired of this. How many more questions left?
Well, we are almost the half. Oh, you'll have 70% complete. It's almost done.
Good, because I'm missing dinner because of this. Yeah, I don't know. I want the one that a Democratic candidate would vote for. I don't know. What's the other one? What's the second one? And I'll tell you yes or no on that one.
Well, this is the first one. You can say is if this
repeat.
Is very okay. With the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade and allowing states like Florida to ban abortion, we need Anas Kamani in the state legislature to fight for a woman's right to an abortion, birth control, IVF, and other care.
Yes, I would like her there for that. Yes.
Okay. The next one, Anas Kamani can still remember her parents working 7 days a week to pay the bills and keep food on the table. Today it's even harder for families. Anna will fight to stop the corruption and corporate greed that drives up the cost of living.
Yep, I think she would, yes.
Okay. While other politicians' rubber stamp rate increases and ballot poorly run insurance companies, Anas Kamani had stood up to insurance companies who are constantly raising or auto and property insurance premiums to maximize their profits.
Yes, I agree with what she's doing.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, Anas Kamani fought to give our schools an additional $200 million to ensure teachers are paid fairly and have the resources they need to teach our children.
Good. I'm for that.
Okay. The next one, Greg Spool will fight to protect the Second Amendment and oppose attempts to strip or
I don't care for anything he has to say.
Okay. The next one is, Greg Spool believes our police officers are important for our public safety and that radical ideas like defund the police are a danger to our communities?
That doesn't even exist. He's an idiot. He's just blowing smoke up everybody's butt. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Greg. Okay, the next one is, Greg Bull will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities?
Yeah, if he did that, nobody would pick the fruit in the South Water and all the vegetables. Hell no, he's an idiot.
Okay.
The immigrants are doing the work that the average American won't do. It's so stupid.
Okay. And the next one is, during the pandemic, Anas Kamani gave up her salary to help those who were struggling to receive unemployment benefits and personally negotiated with landlords to keep constituents from being evicted.
That was nice of her.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for state representative. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, so please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate. Only some doubts, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Greg Poole stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
That's ridiculous. No, I wouldn't vote for that person.
Okay, thank you. So, the next one? Okay, the second one is, Anas Kamani was one of only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war.
Okay, I don't have much knowledge on that. There's nobody right in that fight. what was that Anas Kamani wanted to do?
Well, do you want me to repeat it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Anas Kamani was one of only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war.
I agree with the ceasefire agreement, yes.
Okay. The next one is, Anas Kamani is a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state.
I disagree with that statement. I think she's speaking up boldly and properly.
Okay, thank you. The next one, Anas Kamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students.
Baloney. Bull. No, she doesn't.
Okay. The next one is, Greg Poole is an extremist, is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion.
Yep. I agree with that statement. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is, Greg Poole and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anas Kamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society?
Rick Poole was saying that about her? What?
Yes, I am only allowed to say this. This is what, some statements about the candidates.
Rick Poole said that about her? I would say it's incorrect. I don't know. I might not be understanding it, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so it won't have no effect in your decisions?
I wouldn't vote for... I'm not going to vote for Rick Poole. So any question that leads me to like anything of him, I would disagree with.
Okay. Now, extremist Republicans like Greg Poole will not stop at a six-week ban on abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own healthcare decisions if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely.
I believe he probably would. I don't like him.
Okay.
I think he's part of the conservative right-leaning bastards that are trying to take America back to the ages. Yes. There you go. How's that?
Okay. The next one is, Greg Poole is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet.
I would believe that. Talks like a slumlord.
Okay. And the next one is, Greg Poole is the hand-picked candidate of the same Tallahassee lobbyist who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not great relief for families.
Yeah, if I imagine so. That's more than likely. That sounds about right. rich boys helping the rich boys.
Okay, so I will have like an effect. You will have serious doubts or some doubts to vote for him?
I would not vote for him. It would influence me to not vote for him even more.
Okay. The next one is, Anas Kamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana.
For that statement.
Sorry, what did you say?
I disagree with that statement. I don't think she wants to defund the police, and I don't care what her view is on pot.
Okay. The next one is, Greg Bull is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books than finding real solutions for affordability crisis.
I believe that. I could do that. Sounds like him.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. The next one question is, if the election for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Anas Kamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I don't think I know. I'd vote for Ann. It's Kamani.
So you will vote for Greg Paul?
No, I'd vote for her.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry, I didn't understand very well that.
This is going.
Okay. The next question is, what is your primary source for national and political news? Orlando Sentinel, local newspaper, talk radio, social media apps or services, internet-based news sources, cable news networks, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, or Fox?
Yeah, I get some local news and some internet news, some broadcasts. I don't read the newspaper anymore. I used to, but newspapers are pretty bad these days. They're just lacking.
Okay. And now just a few more questions for statistical, statistical purposes only. What was the last grade degree or degree you completed on school?
Just some years in college, but I did not graduate. Graduated high school and some college.
Okay. Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. And what is your religion?
I'm divorced.
No, your religion. I mean, Baptist.
I don't really have any. I mean, I believe, but I'm not really attached to any religious branch.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay. You have a good night.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.